It's now time for Locker Room Chat with Morehead Academy girls head basketball coach Luke Knoll after clinching the Northeast Kansas League title, their first since 1985 and their second in school history. So first, congratulations on that as we continue to recap these past games. And first, Coach, we will start off with your game versus Jackson Heights. You guys were crazy efficient on offense. You guys win that one handily by a final score of 56-24.
Yeah, that's one of the best games our offense has left all year. I mean, we didn't turn the ball over hardly at all. I think we had 10 turnovers or so. We averaged like 1.1 points per possession, and different girls just stepping up and scoring. It was just fun basketball to watch because we were really efficient, and the way the ball's moving right now, and when shots fall, that always helps. But they were really good on offense, and then our defense has been pretty solid all year. I think we're averaging right at 30 points a game given up, and last I looked, we were just over 50 points a game that we were scoring. So, I mean, we're getting the ball in the net, which is a lot of fun, but we're playing good defense too.
And you guys were able to continue that momentum into your 59-32 win over Valley Falls, and this was on the road, and this is the Dragons team that kind of gave you a run for your money the last time you faced them.
Yeah, I thought they played really, really well the first time we played them. They were one of the few teams that could play as man the whole game, and they did really well in it, and we didn't get separation until really towards the end of the game, but we kind of were fortunate that our offense carried over there into Monday. It's kind of tough when you play a Friday game and you just turn around and pick it back up on Monday. So girls picked up right where we left off, and different girls stepping up and scoring. And I've just been really proud of how offense has looked recently, and it's a lot of fun when shots go in for sure.
And then your guys' win over P Ridge on Tuesday made it three straight games with 50-plus points. You guys won that one 55-51 and makes it four of the last five that you guys surpassed 50 points. And Pleasant Ridge, they were also kind of right there with you offensively in that one.
Yeah, that was a really good game to watch, I think. I mean, back and forth offenses were going. The game was pretty much tight throughout. Several lead changes early in the game, and they kind of made a run there at the end of the game to get it close there. So I was really proud of how our girls handled stuff down the stretch, because we knew that was a game that could potentially get win us league that night. So that was super exciting they could get that, and I was so proud of the girls and told them, you know, how awesome that is for them to get to experience that and have that memory to talk about, that they got to do something that hadn't been done in our school in 39 years. So I was super impressed with these girls that they got to do that and experience it. And it's such great kids. They're good in the classroom, good off the court, good on the court. So I was really happy that they got to experience that in a tight, tough game against a really good Pleasant Ridge team last night.
So you guys took care of business, and then you guys have two games left, one at home against Horton coming up on Friday, and then next Tuesday you're at McLeod to finish up the season. As you guys are still fighting for something. You guys, as right now, the 2 seed in your sub-state, just behind Riverside, and that Riverside team still has to play Nemaha Central one more time, so a tough game for them. They lost to them the first time, so a chance still for you guys to get the 1 seed.
Yeah, we know, we got two more games this regular season, and sub-state games will come out a week from today, so that'll be exciting to see what happens. But we got a chance to finish the league undefeated, which I think would be a fun goal. And if you told me that at the beginning of the year, I would have kind of, not maybe said you're crazy, but just thought a lot of things would have to go right. And really this year they have. I mean, our girls have just been so bought in, and the fact that they could get a chance to do that these next two games is big props to them, because they've just bought into everything, been working hard, and it's a super fun group to coach. So yeah, I'm excited about senior night on Friday. Will be our senior night, so that'll be fun. We got six seniors, so looking forward to honoring them a little bit, and seeing how we finish the year.
Luke Knoll, the head coach for Morehead Mad Academy girls, and they win their first league title since 1985, and again second in school history. So once again, Coach, congratulations and best of luck this week. This edition of a Locker Room Chat from Morehead Mad Academy has been brought to you today by Amberwell Health.